Good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio. And this Saturday and Sunday in the Highland neighborhoods of Shreveport is their holiday tour of historic homes. And joining me in the studio this morning are Teresa Edgerton and Tina Kendrick, both with the Highland Restoration Association and the tour of homes this year. Teresa and Tina, thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So last time you all started out with a lovely candlelit luminary walk and tour. Is that going to be part of a spectacular luminary light show this year?
It certainly is, and we're real excited about it. We've got six homes in the Fairfield Historic District that'll be lit up with a path to each home, and tour goers will have the opportunity to walk the luminary lit path because Fairfield will be closed down to all traffic but our traffic, the trolley and limos. So we think it's going to be a great tour.
And this starts out Saturday at 5 p.m. with the luminary tour, and there's going to be music that night and some other culinary things. Can you tell us about the music and the food?
One of the additions this year that we haven't had every year that is really a highlight is the carolers. And we have a choral group from the Asbury Methodist Church Choir performing along the street of Fairfield Avenue, caroling and serenading the tour goers. And this creates just an incredibly festive and wonderful atmosphere to support the holiday experience. And so we're thrilled about that. In addition, we have the Four Seasons String Quartet, who will be located at the home of Dr. Ted and Lisa Warren, located just off Fairfield on College Avenue in their gazebo. And so they'll be performing throughout the evening as well. And then we have a pianist, Roger Barnes, performing at the home of Russell and Susanna Van Norman, which is the home that everyone in Shreveport knows is the old Norton home. So that'll be a lovely experience to add to the tour goer's evening as well.
Now, I know the pianist won't be touring up and down the road, but will the carolers be moving up and down the avenue along with all the tour goers?
Actually, they will. They'll be serenading the tour experience along with the trolley arrivals at each home or just along the avenue.
So that old school of carolers going from home to home is going to be a part of this, tradition. So now, I know food is always kind of a part of this. You're going to have refreshments at various locations. Tell us about some of the different culinary opportunities people will have.
We'll have light appetizers and nibbles and sweet treats at several of the houses. We'll have complimentary wine and cheese in the kind of hidden garden and gazebo that Tina mentioned at the Warren's house, just right off Fairfield. And then at the newly renovated Fairfield Place Bed and Breakfast, John Carrere is doing appetizers, complimentary appetizers. So I think people can just eat and walk and enjoy themselves or ride the trolley or some of our limos.
So now you've mentioned a couple of the homes. Can you give me an idea of some of the spectacular homes that folks can wander into if they've ever driven by these houses and wondered what they look like?
I think we have a collection of homes this year, and these homes, I think, are really significant properties to the history of Shreveport. At 2124 Fairfield is the old Mediterranean-style home that's currently occupied by the Jones and Odom Law Firm. That home was built back in the early 1900s and was owned by Judge Thigpen originally. It's been recently renovated and restored, so the home has not been seen by the general public in its current grandeur. So that home will be open. In addition to that, we'll have Dr. Warren's home off of College Street. And one of the interesting aspects of the decor is that he'll be creating a holiday theme that's original to the historical origins of the home.
The home was built in 1905, so they wanted to have decorations that reflected that era. So it'll be a lot of natural objects and fruits, and she said even vegetables and greenery, and very reminiscent of that era. We have a couple of other what are known as Mediterranean Revival homes. Charles and Nita Acklin at 2611 Fairfield and Chris and Cindy Johnson at 2650 Fairfield. And when you drive by these homes, they just make you want to enter them. And we've been fortunate. The Acklin home has been shown before, but they're always improving it. The Johnson house, this will be the first opportunity in some years that the general public will have to view it. So we really feel like the star of this tour is the history of Shreveport that we feel like every listener should be really excited and invested in preserving and recognizing these homes.
Now, this is the Saturday night part of it. On right. Sunday, what do you have in store for folks?
It's a little different experience. It's a little more eclectic. Although we do have some of the larger homes, we also have some of the bungalows and four squares and craftsman style homes located throughout the Highland area. In addition to that, in the home of Liz Swain and Steve Culp, will be an artist studio tour exhibit, and there will be art for sale at that venue.
These are local artists. Who are some of the artists that you're going to have that works
we
by?
Have Sue Stella, and I imagine she'll be doing some of her molten glass for sale. We have Nancy Ferrari doing functional as well as art pottery. We have Karen LeBeau, who will be offering prints as well as her original work that's reminiscent of New Orleans, South Louisiana. I know there are other jewelry makers, Susan Fortenberry.
Marcy Gatlin Hicks is going to have some of her holiday cards and pictures on display as well as for sale. I think it's going to be a fun addition to the tour this year because it's going to create a way for people to purchase locally produced art that's in keeping with the holiday.
Exactly. There are 15 artists, so we can't pull them all up. But I think as someone who called said, she said, I'm afraid I'm going to spend all my time there and I won't have enough time left for the homes. But we have a lovely four square that'll be on tour that day that features a couple of Christmas trees with the ornaments made from vintage jewelry, vintage earrings. So just funky, eclectic. There's a Queen Anne cottage. So it's going to be from very small to the larger homes. The bed and breakfast will also be featured again. There'll be hot beverages. And this tour we consider to be our driving tour. So while we will have the trolley and two limos providing transportation, we'll provide maps for those who want to drive themselves.
Okay, but Saturday night, the road is closed. So you either get to walk it, which would, spectacular, beautiful walk.
Exactly.
Or you can take the trolley and bop down to the various homes and stuff.
Right.
And that creates a really fun experience as well. Yeah. I think the trolley and limo services offered are going to add a lot for the experience as well as the walking tour option.
For those who would like to drive on Sunday, you'll have maps of all the homes and the like. So and with highlighted places to go see that you really want to go see.
Exactly. Correct. And because it's spread throughout the Fairfield and Highland Historic Districts, we're very fortunate in our neighborhood to have two historic districts. So we're, I think, 2.5 square miles. So when you get in all of our neighborhood, it's kind of spread out. So Sunday will take you further afield.
All right. Now, who is co-sponsoring and working with you this year on this event?
We're so appreciative to have SWEPCO as one of our co-sponsors, as well as ISA Stewart Insurance, who've helped us on a number of occasions, and Roseneath Funeral Homes are helping out with some really nice in-kind contributions if they're limos and so forth. So, and of course, we can't thank enough the homeowners who are welcoming all of our tour goers and the many volunteers that it takes to make this possible.
So now everybody's going to be meeting at CNC Electric. That's where the tour starts. So Saturday night, if you want to go and do the walking tour or the trolley tour, go to CC Electric. Where there'll be parking available in that area?
Yes, there will be. In fact, CNC has graciously offered again to be our staging location. They're also one of our great supporters, and they will be providing light fare refreshment as well as hot beverages while people purchase their tickets or just check in to pick up their programs and or maps, because we do have printed programs with the historical information about each home provided for each one of the tour goers. In addition, the volunteers, the security, the transportation people, it just provides a centralized location for everybody to congregate and then disperse for the tour.
And the tickets will be sold there, but not at the individual homes.
Right. So folks who want to get either a day ticket for a Friday or Saturday or for the full weekend can go to CNC Electric and get their tickets.
Exactly.
Or they can purchase them online at our website, which is restorehighland.org. And there is a link where you can purchase them online.
And for Saturday night, if it's a little bit chilly, there will be hot beverages throughout different parts of the tour, plus wine and other things. So you'll have a chance chance to warm yourself
in various ways.
And the hidden garden and gazebo, the gazebo is inside, but the garden will have heaters. The courtyard in front of the bed and breakfast will have heaters. And we plan to even have a couple of heaters along the sidewalk so somebody can stop and warm their hands or just take a break and enjoy the beauty of the lights along Fairfield.
Along with the great music.
That's right. Along with the carolers. I think that a lot of people will just want to sip their hot chocolates by the heater and listen to the carolers. We think all of this is just an incredible deal at $20 per ticket. Or if you want to take advantage of both tours, there's a package deal for $35. So you save $5. If you get a bunch of your friends together to really have a holiday experience, it's only $15 per person for 10 people or more. And then our Highland Restoration members also get the price break of $15 per ticket. We hope everybody will come out because we pretty much guarantee a good time.
Yeah, it sounds like a great festive occasion. So any final thoughts you'd like to share with folks?
Well, we just encourage you to make your plans to participate. This is an important source of fundraising for the Highland Restoration Association. And again, part of our mission is the preservation of these historical parts of our community that are so vital to revitalizing and connecting our community at large. Both sides of the river. This is a significant piece of our history.
Exactly. And we hope people will go now so we won't get kind of backlogged on a Saturday before the tour. I know we'll open up 30 minutes early before 5 o'clock. I don't know with all the preparations we have to make if we can open up any earlier. But CNC Electric and Lighting at 2430 Line Avenue has tickets available right now. So I would urge all the listeners to kind of run down to CNC, treat yourself, browse around their incredible store, which is much more than lighting. They have all kinds of antiques and just a real eclectic selection of items. And take advantage of that and pick up your tickets right now.
Teresa and Tina, I want to thank you.
We can't thank you enough, Bill, for having us. It's always a pleasure.
Oh, it was just wonderful. And we encourage you to get your tickets early, and we look forward to seeing everybody there on Saturday and Sunday night.
That was Teresa Edgerton and Tina Kendrick, both with the Highlands Restoration Association, and they joined me in our Knoll Foundation studios this morning to talk about the Highland Holiday Tour of Historic Homes, which takes place this Saturday from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. and this Sunday from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. For more information about this event, you can visit the Highland Restoration Association online at restorehighlands.org, or you can call 318-572-9037. That's 318-572-9037. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.